We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I've got in the studio today one of our favorite guests for a revisit. Welcome, Laura Lataracco.
Hi, Annette. I'm so glad to be here today.
So glad to have you. You know, Laura wears many hats in Bridge for Peace. She's our chief financial officer on our board of directors. She's also beginning to teach online for India.
Yeah.
And she's a worship leader. So the list goes on. And she helps us so much with online education as well. So we have had the privilege just recently, was last week, to be worshiping together and proclaiming the word together in open air ministry.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Yeah, so I want to bring the same scripture that you had on your mind, which is Mark chapter 16. And I'm looking at afterwards. I'm going to start there.
Okay.
Verse 14, and we're talking about Jesus after he's resurrected. It says, afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart. Be encouraged, friends, because these were the disciples that were walking with the Lord. And he said, what's wrong with you guys? You don't get it. Because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And now verse 15, and he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. And that's what we did just last week. We went out into Matatuck, Long Island. You know, Bridge for Peace is called to the healing of the nations. And as you know, we've gone out to so many dozens of nations.
Yes.
But we didn't want to neglect our own neighborhood.
Absolutely.
So we went out into this world of Long Island and New York together just last week for this very reason, to proclaim the gospel or the good news to the whole creation.
Yes.
Laura. And just worshiping the Lord and sharing the testimonies. So what was some of your favorites? Parts of what we were doing and relating to the scripture. I know there's a scripture you want to share with us.
Yeah, so just what you said, to preach to every creature when you're in that open air atmosphere, everything is hearing what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. We had a wonderful time. We had many testimonies. And we were also kind of being held back in different ways, right? The enemy didn't like what we were doing.
Right.
So different people were being affected differently.
Yes.
As we were going on. But of course, my absolute favorite part is ministering in song, right? In
Amen. Singing.
And especially with my husband, Bob, and with Kevin and Karen McKernan.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love the anointing that is there, and then you join in with us, and you know, but it was a beautiful day. It was perfectly set
yes,
by
it's
the
true.
Lord, and we did have passers-by, and we did have people who just came with their chairs
right.
and stayed and
yes.
listened to the ministry and partook in the worship and the praise, which is so important. And aside from that favorite part, the worshiping, was when you invited anyone who has a need to come up, stand over here.
Yes.
We had a special spot for that.
Right.
And we had ministers who would be praying with people. And that was a constant traffic.
That's true, wasn't it?
And that was
so many.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Yep. And the scripture that I wanted to share just continues on from where you were. And that's verse 16. And Jesus says, and he says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
And they will recover.
And they will recover. Amen. And of course, we've had so many testimonies. One of the most beautiful was being delivered from alcoholism.
Mm.
We had a testimony of healing, and I'm sorry, but I really don't remember details. So if you can fill that in, that would be great.
I remember the lady was healed of asthma.
Yes.
And we had a lady healed from lower back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the lady who said she was delivered from a spirit of suicide from 15 years of age. We had Bob healed from sciatica, your husband.
That day.
Yes, because, you know, Bob is always so busy, and he was setting up tents and setting up music equipment and amplifiers, just the way he always is. But I kept hearing him going, I said, Bob, you're grunting. What's going on? He says, oh, this sciatica. So I said, well, sit down, Bob, and just call the team, start to pray over him. And then during the worship, at one point, he said, I had sciatica pain when I came, and I've been totally healed.
Amen. You know? Amen.
And what I loved about the open air ministry, too, is that we had seen some ladies that have been supporters of Bridge for Peace for over 30 years.
Wow.
And two ladies turned up with their walkers or someone walking alongside them.
Right.
But they were there and they loved the worship. And seeing people that we've walked with in the healing ministry for over 30 years and still coming together in the name of Jesus Christ to see him glorified, that really touched me to see these faithful women of God, you know, still coming out to praise his name and still testifying to the things that he's done in their lives.
Right.
You know, it was wonderful.
Know, for many of us, it wasn't close by.
Right.
Travel. It was a travel.
It was a little bit of a...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And people met there, Laura, who hadn't seen each other in 30 years.
Yes.
There was one lady ended up, she had given music lessons to someone's child who is now an adult. Another had given dance lessons to someone who was, you know, a child who's now an adult, and people were reconnecting from all different churches as we're an interdenominational ministry. So it was like a call for all Christians to come together.
Yes.
And what I love about that is that Christians need ministry today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out in the park reaching out. I wanted there to be an abundance of testimonies, which there were, just to catch the people that were walking by, that they'd say, oh gosh, I've got lower back pain. Oh, I've got this, I've got that. What maybe God can do for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we continued to give that invitation, even as one lady had had a vision of a door with a golden doorknob, reminding us that the door opens from inside. Christ stands at the door and knocks, but we're the ones who have to open it,
the door.
You know? And that's what I was thinking, that we were putting out that invitation for people that just to open the door.
Yes.
So seeing all the connections among Christians who have been walking, following Christ for decades, meeting up with people that they hadn't seen in so many years and being strengthened by what's happened for you, what's happened to you, being strengthened by that testimony, that we as Christians need to be strengthened. My friends, so many times we're looking outward. You know, there comes a time for looking inward, and also Jesus Christ meets all of our needs, but we're the ones who have to identify them.
Amen.
We have to say, gee, I've got some unforgiveness in my heart. You know, gee, I've got like a little hardness developing there over this situation or that situation. And we look in and see what does God want to do for us?
Right.
And even as we're here today, I hope that you would also be looking within and just let the Holy Spirit speak to you about what is your need, because we want to minister to your need today. Amen. So it's like going in to go out, mm-hmm. going out to go in.
Yes. And that is a point that is so important, that we take the time to stop and look and go to the Lord and tell him what we need, right? Mm-hmm. And he has his hands and feet, the body of Christ.
Yes.
And Bridge for Peace.
Yes.
It is your calling. It's your ministry. It's your mission to bring healing to the nations. So why not take that time out of your busy schedule, mm-hmm. and receive what the Lord has for you? So just reach out to our phone, our website, and I can give you those particulars.
Yeah. 631-730-3982 or bridgeforpeace.org. And you reminded me, Laura, to also mention Bridge for Peace prayer suites.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night, New York time. You can write into us at prayer suites, S-U-I-T-E-S, prayer suites, at bridgeforpeace.org and make an appointment for Friday night for an online prayer session. And we can reach people who are at home in the recliner, in the nursing home, in the hospital, people from Fiji, people from South America, for wherever you are, just check our time zone. But you have to write in, make an appointment. And Lori, who coordinates that, is great at switching around the time zones and getting you where you need to go. And all you need is a phone. You might say, gee, I'm not savvy. I don't know how technology works. Don't worry about that. Bridge for Peace, we're here to help you. So thank you, Laura, for bringing that to mind. You know, so I'm hoping that we've encouraged you to go out into all the world. We know that that's what you're doing, even going to your next door neighbor or in the place where you work, whatever it is, going out into your world.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, to bring healing to the nations. Today, our eye is upon you. We're going out to you through the radio waves or the podcast waves or however you're listening to us today. We're going out to you because we've got you on our minds. And today we want to pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ for what it is that you need. Even as Laura's saying, we have to know what it is we need to bring it to the Lord. So just be in touch with that. What is it that you need today? And Laura, I'm going to ask you to pray for those that are listening.
Thank you, Jesus. Just bow your heads. Father, we thank you for who you are and how great you are. We thank you that you gave us this great commission. And we lift up everyone within this earshot, who are our loved ones, our families, Lord God. And we pray for every need, whether it be a healing of a physical nature, if it's a mental nature, emotional nature. God, you know the needs and you know how to put them in order to be aligned with your will. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would have your way in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Laura. And one of the phrases that you used was bringing it into order, which so often we pray that when we're praying for people, for the body to come into divine alignment. And that's one of my favorite scriptures is Genesis, where it says God brings order out of chaos. So my friend, if your life looks like chaos today, the Lord's already prayed for you for the order. And I want to just join her in that prayer that he would bring order out of chaos. And what did he create on this earth? My goodness, looking out the window today, it's beautiful here in New York.
Yes,
so I pray that you would see with the eyes of Christ. We are here for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. God bless you today.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridge bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.